Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, folks. We are broadcasting live from the grand opening of Primary Care Plus in Hammond. It's on Veterans, 42078 Veterans, right across the street from North Oak Hospital. If you live or work in Tangipahoa, you're going to want to come out here. I'd love to meet you. And, you know, we have all of the folks here from Primary Care Plus. Got to meet them all this morning. Just incredible people. Very excited about what they do here. Very excited about this grand opening today. None more than my guest starting out right away, Dr. Brett Wallace. This has to be one heck of an interview, Doc, because we got to make Tommy Tucker jealous, okay?
Absolutely. We're going to ramp it up. good morning, Noel.
But I see a lot of smiling faces this morning. I guess a lot of energy, a lot of excitement around the opening of this Primary Care Plus outlet here. There are, I believe, 10 now in the region?
Yeah, amazingly. We actually are up to 10. So Hammond is our number 10 now. And, you know, and I think we're going to keep on going. We're very excited to have the opportunity, though, to bring our, you know, different type of healthcare to Tangipahoa.
So what sets Primary Care Plus apart from others?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing that that I find different, you know, I've worked in a lot of different practice settings and everything, and what we try to do different here is we try to actually listen to our patients. We hear what they're saying. We know they've got a lot of things going on that are either tangential to their healthcare, or they may be actually social issues that are going on. And so we try to really look at the whole person, develop a full plan of care to really try to drive a healthier life for that individual.
And I guess it's a recognition, of how difficult it is for patients to kind of manage and weave through this healthcare, sometimes described as a morass, you know, where you're not necessarily knowing where you're going day in and day out.
Yeah, you know, navigating the health system just keeps getting more and more difficult. And, you know, and one of the things anybody who's listening who's got a family member that has health problems, or if they have health problems themselves and you've been faced with having to, you know, make difficult decisions and decide where to get care and how to get care, it can be very difficult to do that. And you need somebody with you who really understands how that health system works and can help you navigate through it.
In talking to a number of the folks this morning, I got the sense that a number of them really feel like they are advocates.
Yeah.
And I love that attitude.
Yeah, I think very much so. I think really it's every level of the organization, you know, from the highest levels all the way down to the person that's checking you in. We know who our patients are. We know what their needs are. We know their families. And if we don't, we try to find out what that is so that we can really identify how we can help you. So it's really a very all-inclusive type of model.
So we're talking things like with the clinic providing on-call phone support 24/7. That's huge. Same and next day appointments. Doc, that's unheard of.
That's really tremendous. And actually, that is one of the most important things that we try to do. If you've ever had a problem and tried to call your primary care physician, usually you're told you have to go to urgent care. And so one of the things that we live by is that, you know, we want to be convenient and available when the patient needs us. So we always leave slots available so that somebody can come in same day, and certainly next day appointments are always available.
And it doesn't matter whether or not you have a short-term medical concern or long-term, because y'all look forward to managing both.
Yeah, we see all types of patients. You know, we have a large number, and here in Louisiana in particular, you know, chronic medical problems are an issue. And so we're very adept at handling those really highly complex chronic problems. But we don't mind seeing some of the easy stuff, too. In fact, actually, for the physicians, it's kind of nice to have a balance. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you want to see somebody with a sinusitis that can be easily treated, you know, but then you've got the patient that's got diabetes, high blood pressure, and heart failure.
One of the things we talked about navigating is one care setting to another. You know, you have control of this one, not necessarily as much control of the next stop, right? But it's that coordination that's really key.
Yeah, absolutely. And we call that transitional care. And we handle it a little differently. So we don't need to own and operate every level of care. But what we do is we actually establish relationships with all the local facilities around our clinics, with the hospitalists that may be admitting you to the hospital. We create those communication pathways. And then anytime you do need care outside of our system, we try to help you coordinate it. And when you're coming back into our system, we know everything that happened because we've been talking with the other healthcare providers all along.
Do you get the sense sometimes, I mean, this is a new clinic, new area, right here in Hammond. Oftentimes, having served on the board of Eshoff Hospital for over 20 years, sometimes I don't think the public really recognizes the importance of when an organization like this puts their roots down and offers a facility like this. I toured it this morning. It's phenomenal. In their area. When you think about shortage of doctors, nurses, you know, primary care specialists, when you have a new facility like this open, I would just characterize it, I don't mean to overstate it, it's huge.
Yeah. No, I mean, it is a big deal, and we're super glad to, you know, to join the neighborhood, per se, and really help out, because you can't have too much access to healthcare in an area. And
we is there such a problem?
really, that is not a problem we have here. And so, you know, so really, I think it's an opportunity to come into an area. We don't want huge clinics that try to capture, you know, everybody. We don't need that. We are a niche clinic system for people that really want to spend more time with their doctors, who want to really get healthier. You know, and have that opportunity to really have those conversations that can be difficult. And a lot of times in healthcare, you don't have any time. You have 5 or 10 minutes max with a doctor, you know, and we really try to push 30 minutes to an hour if you need it.
Yeah. And that's important, because if you're more likely to reach successes when you have a patient that takes their healthcare seriously. They're not going through the motion. Reminds me of that song, Spinning Wheels, you know, you're just spinning in, spinning out, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the part about medicine that's interesting, the whole physical exam portion of a visit is relatively small. It's really history. It's connecting, it's communicating, and it's really kind of working with a patient to develop a plan of care. I can tell you what you need to do, but if you don't buy it, you're not going to do it. And so I've got to spend more time with you, let you trust me so that you'll actually do what is going to really ultimately make you healthier.
So we have an incredible staff here. I got to meet Cherie Miller earlier. She is the nurse practitioner. That discipline is relatively new to the state of Louisiana, but taken off in a big, big way and is really important to places like this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Cherie is fantastic. You're going to love talking with her later this morning. And she's been in this area for a very long time. She's worked at a couple of different locations and had her own practice here in Hammond. Nurse practitioners are really wonderful and critical to our ability to deliver care. You know, we're not turning out doctors like we used to. And Louisiana in particular is having trouble keeping doctors in the state. Mm-hmm. And so nurse practitioners have been wonderful to work closely with the physicians that collaborate with them to really open up that access to care. And Cherie is really a wonderful, wonderful practitioner.
She brings with her over 17 years of healthcare experience, and she's intimately involved in this community and has been for a while.
Yeah, very much so. And she'll tell you, although she doesn't toot her own horn that much, but she's very involved in the community. She actually loves educating. She's actually a doctor of nurse practitioning,
mm-hmm.
And teaches actually as well over at Southeastern, and so she really is focused on, you know, teaching people about healthcare, teaching people about their health.
You know, and that's good to collaboration. I actually interviewed Dr. Wayne, President Wainwright, at the new head of Southeastern yesterday. Great guy, great things, and they're really doing a lot of great things in healthcare too. So that collaboration is important.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you can't be stuck in the past and the way we used to do things. You've got to kind of update, just like any industry, and recognize, you know, the needs of people are the main thing that you've got to address. And figuring out what tools you need to do that is really critical as well.
Dr. Ellers, Philip Ellers, not actually physically here today. He's actually at a different location visiting patients, from what I understand.
He is. Yeah, Dr. Ellers is great. He's going to be coming over here a couple of times a week. He also works over at our O'Neill Clinic, which we just relocated about a year ago over in Baton Rouge. And Dr. Ellers now, probably 15 years experience as a family practitioner. Really wonderful guy, and he is actually one of my medical directors for Primary Care Plus, so he's on the leadership team as well.
Absolutely. How many people do you actually still see that come to you and they don't have a doctor?
Yeah.
I mean, I hear this all the time, and I look at folks and I said, guys, do you know how important it is to have someone?
Right.
You just can't enter the healthcare system on a whim.
Yeah, you'd be you may not be surprised, but what is interesting is the way people access care is very on demand now. And so, you know, you see this all around town with urgent cares popping up all over the place. When people need care, they access that care at that single point in time. And that can be okay for certain situations,
yeah.
But especially people that have ongoing or chronic medical problems, they really do need a physician. They need somebody who really knows them, who can guide them, who can actually create that plan of care for them.
Especially when you're requiring prescriptions, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have sometimes face limited formularies, trying to figure out how to work through that, best align with whoever your insurance carrier may or may not be, cost considerations. These
right.
are things all that happen right here at Primary Care Plus.
Yeah, you know, anybody who's on maintenance medications know, you know, one of the worst things that a provider can do for their patient is write a prescription that's too expensive for them to get.
Right.
You know, because then they're just not going to do it.
And there's a long list of those.
There are a ton, I know. And so, yeah, we spend a lot of time and we have a lot of technology that we really are guiding people towards cost-effective care as
mm-hmm.
well. Because, again, if it costs too much and you've got to make a decision about food versus your medicine, you're probably going to pick food.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So food or your family.
No, and it's a sad reality, but it's a reality that we see each and every day. And I really, you know, and it doesn't really matter much what socioeconomic group you're in.
No.
These are extraordinary costs.
Yeah, no, they can be very high. And some people can afford it, but should you? You know, should you be paying,
right.
you know, high premiums for some of the care that you're getting? And really one of the things that we try to do, we do this with a lot of data. It's something that makes us unique because we talk a lot with our providers. We're very transparent in kind of where the money goes and what the cost of care actually is, because at the end of the day, you've got to create a plan of care that is affordable. It's just like you wouldn't go buy a house that had a $10,000 payment if you couldn't afford $10,000.
Right.
You know, if you're treating your diabetes and hypertension, you've got to have a reasonable monthly payment to make it through that health situation.
Absolutely. And that's what I love about the approach here at Primary Care Plus, is it's holistic and they're looking at the whole situation, not just a piece or a part.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think when you talk with Dana later today, she runs all of our care coordination and transitional care programs. She is really key in some of our social determinants of health programs, which are really trying to identify people that have housing needs and food insecurity, other things going on in the home, that if we don't address those, there's no way we're going to get your health problems under control.
So one of the ways, folks, to get in here, to get an appointment, is you go to www.primarycareplus.com. And I'm going to brag on y'all a little bit because I am not a tech person. Right? I was born in 1958. Wrong age group. I'm a boomer, right? I hadn't caught on to everything. Even I can do it. So, I mean, it was easy peasy. I mean, it was amazing.
Yeah, we try to really simplify. You know, like a lot of practices, we've got a portal available for our patients that are already established. But if you want to come see us, it's super easy. You go to our website and you click book now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the great thing is, since we've got same day and next day appointments, you'll get a call and they may say, can you come in at 3?
Yeah. What I love is the descriptors are all straightforward. You know, it's not like, what is it? What mean? Mm-hmm. You know exactly what it means, right? Or you could call 1-800-978-9371. Because I'm not that tech genius, I asked her, is there a phone number that we can call?
There actually is. And we have someone sitting at the front desk who's going to answer that call.
1-800-978-9371. Final thoughts, Dr. Wallace?
No, we're just excited to have you here. We're excited for everybody to come by and see this new location. I think we're going to head outside and cut a ribbon.
Doc, I don't know about you, but I think we hit it out of the park, Tommy Tucker.
We'll talk with him soon, I know.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Right,
we had a great time.
Thanks, Noel.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. We're here at Primary Care Plus in Hammond at 42078 Veterans. Come on out. Got a lot of refreshments and food and things to eat, and they're getting ready to cut a ribbon at the present time. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.